those who are looking for a mate. The last one that I have is make sure it's the right choice. Because if you make the right choice, you receive joy and peace. We sang about love, joy, and peace. We have this in verse 67. It says, then Isaac brought her, that's Rebekah, into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. Thus Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. He took Rebekah to be his wife, and there was joy and peace. Did that mean everything was okay? Did they have problems? Yes. Yes, they had many problems, but there was joy and peace because the Lord had brought them together. So that just very quickly, when you're looking for someone as your mate, that they're faithful, that they're prayerful, pure, submissive, familiar with the Father, worshiping and thankful, a willingness, and that they are following or obedient to God's word, and they're always prepared or looking. And then the last is, if you make the right choice, you receive joy, peace, and love. Just one more verse. If somebody could just read Proverbs 18:22, and I've gone over just a few minutes. But if somebody could read 18:22. So there you go. Love, joy, and peace if you make the right choice. Does that, again, I'm going to emphasize, does that mean you'd be trouble-free? No. No. You know, a lot of people say even when you're saved, you've heard about the prosperity gospel, all your problems go away if you're saved. No. But He is able to lift you through them or carry you through them. And that's the same way with marriage. That's why we have a three-stranded cord. If one cord's taken out, it becomes weak. So maybe we could just commit this to the Lord, and then we can have a short break.